On June 7th, North Carolina holds a special primary, and nearly all the focus of that primary has been on those running for the U.S. House. But there's another race on that ballot, the only one that is a statewide contest. At stake is control of the North Carolina Supreme Court. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
There are seven justices on the state Supreme Court. Four are Republicans, the other three Democrats. Just one is up for re-election on Tuesday, Republican Justice Bob Edmunds. And have no doubt, political affiliation is a big point in what is officially treated as a nonpartisan race. Just listen to the introduction Edmunds received at North Carolina's Republican State Convention.
If we lose his race, we're done. Everything else we're doing with the governor, everything else we're doing in the legislature doesn't matter.
Edmunds himself tried to seal the deal with a bit of audience participation.
When do you vote? Who do you vote for?
That call and response is actually a clever tactic. First, it reminds the audience not just when to vote, but the fact that in North Carolina, judges are elected.
Oftentimes people think that it's like the federal model, they get appointed for life.
That's political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. Now, last year, the North Carolina General Assembly tried to change this system. It passed a law to allow what's known as retention elections for justices, where voters simply are asked if they want to keep or lose the sitting judge. But that law was ruled unconstitutional by state courts. The second reason that call and response is a clever tactic, Edmunds was associating his name with the Republican brand. In North Carolina's judicial elections, no party affiliation is listed next to the names on the ballot. Still, that affiliation can matter, says Bitzer.
While we don't want to associate judges with base party politics, it is within the nature of judges to be kind of reflective of where they come from and what their partisan makeup is.
And there are three others in the race who represent a different political view. The two registered Democrats are Wake County Superior Court Judge Michael Morgan and lawyer Daniel Robertson. And there's Sabra Jean Fares, an attorney in Wake County. She is registered as an unaffiliated voter. The top two vote-getters will face off in the November election, which means the future control of the North Carolina Supreme Court could be decided on Tuesday. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.